As always on a Monday, we finish the show with some more great local music. And today we feature the sounds of R&B and soul singer Ramelo. Having made a name for herself as a very talented singer and actress on the local theatre scene, I think most people will recognize Ramelo from her appearance in the third season of the reality TV singing competition, The Voice SA. That was back in 2019 when she made it into the top 12 finals. And having previously worked under her stage name of Relo Ramasimong within the local music scene, she's recently decided to go it alone as Ramelo and released her debut single, Hi Wena, under that new moniker as she makes a fresh start on the local music scene. It's great to have her with us to chat more about the past couple of years and about the new single. Ramelo, welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today. Tell us a little bit about the sort of transition you've undergone in the last couple of years and the change of name in particular. What prompted that decision?
Well, I think it came from a space of knowing that I'd gone through a lot to finally come to this place where I've decided to release my own single. And then beyond that, it's just feeling like it's been a coming of age kind of journey, where I also felt like the kind of music that I'm trying to create for people to listen to is more fitting under the name Ramelo. It's different. It's something that you haven't really heard before, you know. So it also represents my change as a woman, my growth, and all the things that I've learned about the industry as a whole. Yeah, okay. So that's the main reason why I decided to change it.
The industry as a whole, it really is, because you haven't, of course, always just been behind the microphone. You've also been front and center on the stage as well. And I know received great acclaim for your performances in The Color Purple a while back. Music business, theatre business, do you prefer one over the other? Do you love being able to blend the two in the form of musical theatre?
Do you know what? I really love being able to blend the two. I think it gives me a one-up in some ways, because I get to take from the musical theatre side and really add onto the recording side of things. And helps me to really flesh out my songwriting and also my imagery, the kind of image that I want people to see me as. Those are the kinds of things that I really draw on from my musical theatre background as well. So all in all, I think it works very well together, for me at least. It's really helped me and it's really boosted my confidence going into the recording scene. Having been on stages and performing in front of people, I feel more prepared to be able to just venture on my own and do my own thing now.
Now, of course, the last year has been a time where nobody was on stage performing for anybody. What's that been like for you? How have you been using the time under lockdown?
Well, I've been writing. Part of the reason why I wrote this song, Hey Wena, was due to my personal frustration as an artist, feeling like nobody really cares about the situation that the artists in this country are going through. Seeing a lot of my peers, and myself including, not knowing how we're going to get through the next month, never mind the next week or the next day. The song itself, Hey Wena, it comes from that place of frustration, of feeling like nobody's watching or really caring about the position that the artists are in. But with that said, I've also seen how artists have taken what they've been given and really try to make lemonade out of it, you know, and that's also what the song is about. It's about taking whatever circumstances that you're in and whatever experiences that you're experiencing that are hard, and knowing that you have it within you and the capabilities within you to take that and put it on its head and make something of it. For instance, my husband is also a musician.
Yeah.
We collaborate a lot together, particularly on this song. Last year, we started a fruit and vegetable business, because obviously all our work was gone. So we really had to think out of the box, like really out of the box. And that's what we did. And we made a success out of it. And we're hoping to continue on that route as well. So it's really just about seeing the other things that you can take your art and put into that as well. Yeah.
I love that story. I'm sort of sitting here picturing you tapping out the rhythms on the aubergines as you packaged up the boxes to go out and
were
thinking
exactly
of the song.
That's exactly what we were doing.
So before we play out the show with the new song, I mean, what's the plan for the year ahead? So much uncertainty still about, you know, how things reopen, how soon they reopen, although we're starting to see some smaller gigs opening up again. What are you hoping for, expecting from 2021?
Well, for me, really, I'm just focusing on myself as a recording artist, trying to put myself out there. So I'll be releasing more singles and definitely an EP within the year, as well, hopefully, by the end of the year, an album. So I'm really looking to do that and just to establish myself as a recording artist and to let people know that once Lelo Ramasimong, the once Lelo Ramasimong, mm-hmm. is more than a stage musical theatre artist. Yeah, and I'm hoping people receive me and my music well. And if anybody wants to follow my journey, please follow me on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm at Ramelo underscore artist. And on Facebook, I'm at Ramelo artist.
At Ramelo artist on Facebook and at Ramelo underscore artist on Insta and Twitter. So that's where you go to find more if you like what you're about to hear. Ramelo, great to have you with us. Our very best wishes to you for the success of the music and the vegetable venture. And great to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much, Pippa. It was awesome being with you.
Great to chat to you. Her name's Ramelo. This is the brand new single, Hey Wena.
We're getting ready like atomic missiles. We be fired up, fired up, fired up, fired up, fired up. Hey, hey. I feel it down in my soul. It's the right time to go. Press play, forget the controls. I want it cut so glala seco. There's no time for us to cry over spilled milk. Gonna galago bisuglunga guamas. Tetela ikas.